KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have dense fog here in Atlantic and 25 degrees. And our forecast is calling for areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, skies will be cloudy this morning and then gradually becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. We'll have a high around 36. There is a dense fog advisory in effect until 10 a.m. for parts of our listening area. That covers Montgomery, Fremont, Page, Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, and Mills counties. A dense fog advisory until 10 a.m. And because of the dense fog, the AHST school district is starting 2 hours late this morning. Our news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. And in the news, court records show that a motorist whom investigators believe hit and killed a Shelby, Iowa firefighter on I-80 last September has only received a ticket for driving without proper registration. Authorities say that will likely be all 44-year-old David T. Savames will have to pay. Firefighter Michael Collins was directing traffic at the scene of an accident on I-80 near Shelby on September the 18th. The Iowa State Patrol says as he stood in the left lane, a Honda Accord driven by Thies went around other slowed vehicles and struck Collins, who was 41 years old. Thies was ticketed last month following a months-long investigation by the State Patrol. He pleaded guilty and was ordered to pay a fine and court costs amounting to nearly $128. Pottawatomie County Attorney Matt Wilbur said an overtly reckless act, such as drunken driving or drag racing, would have been necessary in order for a charge like motor vehicle homicide to be filed. Earlier this month, Wilbur said all of Thies's tests came back clean and there was no showing of reckless conduct. He says if he's not intoxicated and he's not reckless, then under Iowa law there's no probable cause to be filing a motor vehicle homicide charge. Al Fenderson, one of Collins's brothers, has said that something more should be done. Fenderson told the Omaha World-Herald in December that there needs to be some sort of punishment besides the ticket. When reached by phone on Monday, Thies declined to comment at length to a World-Herald reporter other than to say, quote, "There is nothing that I can say that will bring back a good man." News time is 7:08.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
The Cass County Sheriff's Office says an Adair woman was injured during a single vehicle accident Monday morning. 21-year-old Jennifer Jean Christine Flax was transported by Anita Rescue to the Cass County Hospital following the accident, which happened at around 8:45 a.m., about one quarter of a mile east of Anita. Officials say Flax was traveling west on a snow-covered white pole road when her 2007 Chevy Uplander went out of control and entered a ditch where it collided with a culvert. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $6,500. The Sheriff's Department reported also a Central Iowa man was arrested following an investigation into a non-injury single vehicle accident which occurred back on February 8th. 26-year-old Kyle Christopher Goudeau of Cambridge was charged with OWI first offense and driving under suspension. The accident he was involved in took place at the intersection of 645th and Jasper Road here in Cass County. Goudeau was booked into the Cass County Jail but released later that same day on his own recognizance. No injuries were reported, but at least a half a dozen motorcycles, which had been scheduled to be repaired, were destroyed during a shop fire Monday morning about 3 miles southeast of Wyota. Dave Fredrickson runs the repair shop as a hobby. It's located at 58282 690th Street. Fredrickson is also a member of the Wyota Volunteer Fire Department who fought to save the building. He says he thinks he knows what caused the blaze, which was reported shortly after 8 a.m. Monday.
I think the corn furnace was the issue. In the north corner, the only thing that I could attribute it to, because there weren't any other open flames of any kind in the shed.
The flames destroyed the metal building and about seven motorcycles, along with other equipment. Firefighters from Anita, Cumberland, and Wyota were called to the scene and were still battling some stubborn flames late into the morning. Fredrickson could not immediately provide a cost estimate on the loss. 1983 Honda Goldwing motorcycle was one of those bikes lost to the flames. The owner, who is also on the scene, said he had planned to take a trip out to California this summer on Route 66. His bike was in the shop for some carburetor work. Police in Council Bluffs late yesterday morning identified the woman who was found freezing in a sewer ditch Sunday afternoon. Officials said 24-year-old Melissa Ramirez, no address was given, was spent at least 24 hours in a sewer ditch before being rescued. Ramirez told officers with the Council Bluffs Police Department she was walking along a retaining wall Saturday and accidentally fell into a sewer opening in the 500 block of North 6th Street in Council Bluffs. She was found at around 4:45 p.m. Sunday by two men. Authorities say she'd been suffering from hypothermia after spending Saturday night outside in sub-zero temperatures. She was listed in the hospital and last reported in critical condition. Police and fire officials have not been authorized to release any further updates on her medical condition, and the case remains under investigation. And the Atlantic School District's Board of Education will meet tonight at the High School Media Center beginning at 7:30. The meeting will begin with a public hearing to receive comments on an early start waiver for 2012-2013 and the 2013-2014 calendar year. The director of the Department of Education can grant a request made by a board of directors of a school district indicating their desire to commence classes for regularly established elementary and secondary schools prior to the earliest start date that's specified in the Iowa Code. The request needs to be based on determination that a starting date on or after the earliest starting date specified in the code would have a significant negative educational impact. A public hearing is required as part of the process before the request can be made to the Department of Education. The board will also hear a special presentations tonight from the Talented and Gifted Programs Joanne Sandage, Atlantic Parks and Recreation Director Roger Herring, who will discuss the need for school participation and funding repairs to the Sunnyside tennis courts, and Jerry Purdy with Design Alliance, who will have an update on the middle school renovation project. News time is 7:13.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
In our funeral announcements, Ruby Arlene Martin, age 84, of Harlan, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Ruby Martin will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Ronald L. Yarger, age 79, of Messina, died Friday at the Veterans Administration Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Ronald Yarger will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Messina United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Dean Culver, age 103, of Panora, died Thursday at Panora Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Dean Culver will be held this Friday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. And Anna Mae Lawrence, age 92, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Anna Mae Lawrence will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you this hour by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.